Religion has always been a big part of my life. At home, we sang grace before we eat. We say prayers before we go to bed. On Sundays, we've always gone to church with my grandparents, my aunts, and my cousins. From a young age, I knew that a big part of being a Christian was service. Once a month, we would go to Van Dyne and help people downstairs to church. For several summers, my cousins and I went to work camp, where we worked with other youth groups to rebuild houses of people who were too poor and or not physically able to do the work themselves. And in the bulletin, there were always opportunities for street people feedings. I cringe at the phrasing now, but at the time, that's what I knew I needed to be involved in to be a good Christian. As I got older, my understanding and relationship with serving other people evolved. It became second nature for me to help other people, and it was an opportunity to socialize with the people I was working with. I thought I got it. I understood what the Bible was talking about. For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve. Mark chapter 10, verse 45. When we came to this church several years ago and started helping with community breakfast, I realized that there was more to serving than I originally thought. We weren't just making breakfast and watching the people eat. We were sitting down and having breakfast with the people, together. In the food pantry, we weren't just handing out bags of food. We were walking with the neighbors who came in and working together to fill their bags. Shortly after we joined the church, I was asked to co-chair the Mission and Outreach Committee. Over the last few months, I've come to realize that I still have a lot more growing to do before I fully grasp the idea of serving our neighbors. I just finished reading Tattoos on the Heart by Gregory Boyle. Actually, I read it twice in the past week because I was so taken with the book. It's a collection of stories about a Jesuit priest who started an organization that works to find jobs for gang members in Los Angeles. In it, Father Greg says, "If we choose to stand in the right place, God, through us, creates a community of resistance without our even realizing it. To embrace the strategy of Jesus is to be engaged in what Dean Brackley calls downward mobility. Our locating ourselves with those who have been endlessly excluded becomes an act of visible protest. For no amount of our screaming at the people in charge to change things can change them. The margins don't get erased by simply insisting that the powers that be erase them. The trickle-down theory doesn't really work here. The powers bent on waging war against the poor and the young and the other will only be moved to kinship when they observe it. Only when we see a community where the outcast is valued and appreciated will we abandon the values that seek to exclude." In August, we welcomed our two roving listeners. Lori and Derek were charged with going out into our community and listening to our neighbors to learn more about their gifts. This will not be a quick and easy job. We don't expect overnight results. But hopefully, as we begin to collect information on the talents of those around us, we as a church can find ways to show that we value what our neighbors have to offer and that we appreciate who they are and love them as God does. This, I believe, is the true meaning of service.